So are you just going to ask me questions and I can answer it and then we'll go from there? And you can edit out anything that makes me look stupid or if I say something really messed up that needs to be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how much we hate Scott guys.
Just in my tickle.
I want to.
How you doing, people?
Wake up, feel fine, grab my baggies off the clothesline. I want to wake up, restore, thinking back on the night before. I said yeah, then I did it. Having
it
not a
feels
second
like a rape
thought.
Dungeon in here.
Oh, I know exactly what he tastes like.
I said yeah, then I did it. La 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 la.
Just your mic, homie.
No, 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 no. You cannot buy the beer. Beer!
Close your eyes.
No, 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 no. I always blame the beer.
Okay, here's the show.
Have you been? Oh my God! Stop! Have you been lysoling these microphones?
Fuck no!
Jesus!
I spraying Corona on that shit.
I'm gonna need something.
Josh's beard has been all over that motherfucker.
Oh come on! There is no Dana here, only Zool. Stop! Seriously. I'm just going to watch the jellyfish.
Okay.
I think it's pretty cool, though. Like, really. All
right, let's start this up.
Makes me giggle.
Colleen has to go to work, Scott. Quit playing.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Some of us have to work around here.
I'll slow that down.
Whoa. I know. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Calm down.
It's early and I'm tired.
Hello.
Hi.
We need to do better on our intro thing. Like, you made fun of my stupid one. When I, hello, everybody. And I do that a lot, and I need a better one. Like, I need a tagline, like, when you come into the show. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you're like, Duca Lasami, and like...
Duca Samalehi.
What do you do when you
come
start
on.
Your show?
I don't do anything, but hello, and welcome to episode number 46.
Hello!
Of Adjust the Mic.
That's what I want to do.
You guys
That's
are
stealing somebody else's.
Yeah, you guys are stealing my shit. Episode 46, to my right, the hostess with the mostess, Scott. Hi, Scott.
Howdy.
Oh,
is that bad?
God.
And to my left,
I could do it again.
Hey, we have new Kathy, or I'm sorry, Colleen.
Colleen.
Finally, welcome back.
This is your show. We did this especially for you early on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, feels good.
Yeah.
Welcome, Colleen.
We missed you.
Was this a mistake?
We missed you.
Probably.
It
Did
probably
you know?
Was a mistake.
Oh, real quick, episode number 46, yep. Fullback James Devlin, 3-time world champion for the New England Patriots, just retired. Greatest,
oh, okay.
Greatest fullback ever.
Nice.
James Devlin, shout out. That's it.
God, I don't remember him.
No.
I don't know him.
I'm trying to think.
Watch football.
I don't know the guy.
Watch football. He's not a Dolphin, that's for sure.
Jeez.
Okay, so...
You wouldn't have been good then.
We're here. It's 8:30 on a Saturday morning. The rocket is going to go up, supposedly, but it's 100% chance of rain.
It has a. It had a 50% chance of going the last time I checked. You know Chris Chamberlain, he's always... Well, he's in it.
He's Mr. NASA.
So he posted
he's won
that.
He's won an Emmy.
He has.
Friend of the show. Shout out to Chris.
He does a great job. He got to set the countdown clock. How cool is that?
I saw
if
that.
If Trump flies in, I think the clouds will clear away and the sun will come out and they'll be able to launch.
Oh, okay.
He can do that?
That's well, what I've heard.
You know.
Oh, interesting.
That's the news.
I've heard the opposite. I've heard both.
Exactly.
So you know what? Like, what's been really cool? So Wednesday, I had to work and it's all just to go stuff still at Hardware. And it was just me and Jim and Ron and Josh, like literally just filling crawlers. I'm talking hundreds of crawlers.
That's awesome, though.
Wow.
And what made it so easy is like we can't do samples or anything. So like people were like, well, what, you know, like I didn't have to give out little tiny samples. It was like, you just need to order and move along. And it was so great because it was like everything
was
went
pretty packed.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It wasn't really packed until it got scrubbed. As soon as it got scrubbed, we were.
Yeah.
We got
well,
hit hard.
Like think about that launch. Did you see the bridge on that picture? How busy,
well,
how many people were on that bridge?
Yeah, I did see the picture afterwards. But
how many
like
people?
I had,
was that 100K? Was that 10K? How many people is
that's
that?
A lot of people. That's all I know.
I mean, it's full. I mean, Charlie, you've run that bridge probably 5,000 times now.
Stop it.
And how many people do you think were on that bridge? And they were about packed, 6 inches apart from each other.
Well,
yeah.
I guess we'll figure out what's going on with this virus after this
weekend. It's just so weird. Like, the regulations, I mean, I get it. I think it's awesome all these people are in town. I mean, it's so good for our communities. It's bringing money to our town, the hotels, everything.
I think everybody's just tired of it, man. Everybody's over it.
100%.
You know, I think it's to the point where people are like, fuck it, I'll just catch it. I have to go out. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm done. I'm over it. Let's move on to the whole country rioting.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, if it's this year is...
it's off to just a splendid start.
It's not... it's June.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is halfway through the year, and it's absolute insanity.
I feel like it's just starting, man. Like, it's kind of like the corona, like they're saying it's going to come back, you know, in the wintertime again when it chills down a little bit. We'll see.
It's so weird. I remember when we first started talking about this in your old house and like how we didn't really take it seriously.
We were
and
joking
like,
about it.
Now it's like, geez.
Taking funny pictures and masks with Lysol.
I know.
We're so cool. Fucking 100,000 people are dying.
Yeah, we really were, dude. Man. Yeah, you're exactly right.
Fuck that up.
Yeah, we did.
So what do you guys want to talk about? What do you want to do today? No Joe. Joe, shout out to Joe. Joe's working today.
Joe.
Making that money, honey.
Well, I see him about once every couple months, but...
I was supposed to hook up with him later.
He's working, man.
I don't know, man.
He's keeping busy. They're busy as hell with what they're doing right now.
I think I'm just going to sit at the house tonight.
At least I got to see you and Joe on Thursday
at all the
Hardware.
Pictures.
Oh, shout out to River and Main Barbershop.
Hell yeah.
And Robert Bauer, Riley's hair.
Oh, Bobby.
Yeah. Bobby.
Well,
he's an old hardcore kid, man. I came in with a Snapcase shirt on. He lost his mind over it.
Cool.
He's like, dude, you know how much money you could make off that shirt? Like, supposedly all these old shirts that I have are worth a bunch of money.
Those vintage old. Yeah.
Yeah, so he's going to.
There's a huge market.
I'm going to message him. I'm going to message him a bunch of pictures, and he wants to buy it or put me in line with somebody that wants to buy it.
I've known Bobby forever since he was little.
Great guy, man.
He is.
He's a really good kid. But,
River, such a good job.
River and Main, shout out to you guys. It was busy. Constant traffic.
It was. Every person I saw like walking downtown was going into there.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, somebody's coming in to buy beer. No.
That place has such a cool vibe too.
They really do.
And we went in and I went in and saw Colleen.
Yeah.
And then I brought the kids in to see Colleen.
Yeah.
And they had fun following the social distancing lines.
Yeah.
It was like ring around the bar stools for the kids. And
like, you don't have to do that. That's only for when we're busy. There's
like all there is like little like tape marks all over businesses and stuff.
I'd hate to see
Remember when everybody's got to clean that shit up eventually?
God, like, you know, those weird people, the Karens that complain about fucking everything in life.
The Karen
like,
thing is a hilarious.
There's
thing
no
going
way
on right now.
There's no way they can do that at the brewery. It's so
don't be a Karen.
It's so taped off and there's arrows and it's all no bar stools at the bar. Yeah. Like they got their shit right. They're ready for that phase two, so we'll see, man.
Yeah.
But shout out to River and Main. Thank you, guys.
Awesome.
They killed it. Joe went. Joe took his two sons. They cut his son's hair.
Yep.
Obviously not Joe's because he doesn't have any.
None.
But
at all.
They were really good, man. It's good to see businesses starting to pick up a little bit after all this bullshit. Yeah. It's crazy, man. And now these riots, it's like you can't focus. Yeah, it's a lot, man.
That's a big thing going on. How do you start this conversation? Because I feel like it's a serious one. You know, it's something it's definitely, it's the one thing that I can say is it's almost universal, almost, except for just ignorant people, in my opinion, that this was completely wrong. And there is no but, you know, after what happened, there's no but that should be involved in this if you have any empathy towards human life viewpoints.
I seriously can't even imagine where there's a scenario that they're going to tell us that this was somehow justified.
No, and the fact that it, you know, I mean, the thing with the, you know, they're rioting, okay? You know, and we all know what's going on. I mean, last night I even clicked on, you can go on Twitter and click a link and watch it live from people's phones that are involved down there. Like, that's how you can be a part of this if you want.
Yeah.
Hey, like, through live feeds.
I feel like
all
we,
over the
I,
place.
I feel like we need to start it off with saying a 46-year-old man named George Floyd was killed by a fucking public servant.
Yep. 100%. Very clearly.
On camera.
Yeah, very much so. And they know each other from what it's looking like.
While other public servants, I'm not going to call them cops, I'm not going to call them law enforcement because they're fucking not, watched it happen.
Yep.
So it's one of those things where, man.
You have to hold.
It's
you
bad.
Have to, like,
it's bad.
When you see somebody do wrong, even if it's your colleague, and it, you know, puts a human, their safety at risk, if you can't stand up and do the right thing,
why do you have the job?
Then why are you doing what you're doing? Like, what is your purpose of what you're doing? You're either not happy or scared.
Zero integrity.
Or you just don't care, you know?
Zero compassion.
I don't understand it.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that job just because I don't know.
It's categorizing people. It's like now the cops are getting shot at in other cities around the country, and it's like, well, that not all cops are like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Not everybody that's rioting and protesting is like that.
Exactly.
Not everybody's going in and just stealing shit.
Exactly.
There's people out there protesting that really are protesting for a reason.
Yep.
And it's a good reason because, listen, I work. Okay, I work with a young guy, and I work in law enforcement, and he's about 31 years old, African-American, married, two little boys, and we had a conversation. He does training. He does circuit training. He does all this stuff on Instagram, and he's a beast. And we were talking about how I get up and I jog in the morning. He's like, well, try sprints. That's good to get your heart rate up and lower. You know, he knows more 100% than me about it.
That's exactly right.
So we're talking, I'm like, yeah, I go in the morning before work, it's dark out, so when I take my dog, she don't chase squirrels, everything's great. And he's like, man, I wish I could do that. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, your apartment, like where you live is like, no. He's like, I can't go out in when it's dark and run. Can't do it. I'm black. Yeah, he said, I've tried it. I've gotten...
Wow.
And it was like, right there, man, I was like, fuck, man. Like, We live in a country where a man is scared to go out and exercise at night because of what could happen to him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that put a lot of perspective into it. And listen, we're three white people, two white males and a white female that are trying to talk about something that we can't understand because we've never been through it.
Exactly. 100%.
You know, so
we can just have the empathy towards it and the fact that we want to and try to understand.
But we have to stand up. We have to stand up and we have to say something, though.
Oh, yeah,
it's our duty as humans
to
fucking... shit's got to stop, man.
Yeah.
It's got to stop. That shit ain't right. And
very true.
I don't know. It's scary, man. It's 2020. Yeah. It's fucking...
Stop being so scared. And you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Stop being like living in fear of what you don't understand. Like... That's a huge thing. You have to...
There's nothing good law enforcement officer hates than a shitty law enforcement officer.
Yeah, 100%.
Because it just shines a light on all the ignorance, man. And it's fucking terrible.
It really is.
But I don't know. It's sad. Colleen?
Nothing. I still can't... Like, I've discussed it, you know, with my husband and just watching that. It's like everybody at the very beginning was like, oh, there's two sides to every story. But I'm like... There is no way that the other side of this story is going to tell me that what this guy did was okay. Did you ever watch Orange is the New Black?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You remember how Hussein died? She died because the officer held her down and she couldn't breathe and he was holding her down. But I think they were having like a riot and stuff was going on and he couldn't hear that she couldn't breathe. And, you know, but this guy was like literally handcuffed and already like... You know, I don't know.
What I don't understand is people will post the riots and be like, oh, look at these trashy pieces of shit. This is terrible. This don't need to be happening. But they never posted the video of the guy getting killed by the police. So it's like, okay, you want to be outraged at that. That's a response to our country is killing black men. Like, yeah. it's happening.
Did you see the wrestling coach up in Oregon?
Mm-mm.
This is a white dude. He's a professional like wrestler, and he was a teacher and a coach at a school. And he posted a video at his house. It looked like maybe a son, but he was laying on the ground with his hands out.
Yep.
With his kid, his knee was on his neck, and he was smiling with his thumb up, going, "I'm okay."
Jesus.
Like, there's nothing happening to me. He was like, "I'm trying to prove a point that the way he was putting his knee on his neck, it really couldn't have done what it did to him." Like, he was like, he was trying to argue with the fact that it. Something scary, else yeah. happened that and he
it's,
was like
it's scary and, shit happens that way
immediately think that way. Online everybody's got his name, they find out, you know, everything, it gets shared all over the place, he's already been fired like immediately.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I was just trying to prove a point. It's like, what point were you trying to prove, bro? Like, that you're smarter than somebody? Are you trying to yeah. This isn't a battle, this isn't a wrestling match, bro. Somebody's life over there that just fucking lost it over, you know, some counterfeit money.
A $10 like, bill.
Like, when's the last time you've seen, like, seriously, when's the last time you've seen, like, a hardened, like, a real serious criminal, you know, have to die, you know, when being arrested?
Yeah.
That's a pedophile or whatever you want to call it, like a white person. Like, there is a difference here in perception, and a lot of it's based on fear. And we got to bridge that fear, and you can't have that job and be fearful of confrontation from people that are different than you.
Just, we live in a country right now where the color of your skin can dictate if you're scared or not to go out at night. Isn't yeah. that, it's 2000 fucking 20, and that's a reality for people. It's not a reality yeah. for us.
Yeah.
But we have to say something. Like, yeah. it's, the shit ain't right, man.
That's true.
And it, I don't know. Like, the rioting, the looting, like, I get it. I get it, man. It's not, nothing's being done.
When has a peaceful protest brought a result?
I don't know.
When?
I don't know.
Like, every time that there's been a big riot after a big issue, Rodney King, things did change and things did get better. So the riots have resulted in change. And over history and other countries and other societies, their forms of riots and protests, when they become violent, they do bring change most of the time.
Do you know that?
So it's a result-driven human, you know.
Do you know that where I work, and I don't say where I work, but people, you know, a lot of people know, there is more unity inside there than there is in the real world.
Yeah,
isn't it? It's unbelievable. Like this, it's not like this in there.
No,
and everybody has this false sense of watching movies and TV, think they know. It's not like that, man.
Yeah.
It's not like people are more together in there than in the real world.
Yeah.
It's fuck. That's crazy. It's crazy, oh, yeah. man.
So I saw the pictures and everything of the looting, but then people were posting pictures of like the next day and how like all the people in the community were coming together and cleaning
yeah.
up.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
And like that was a... That's like that needs to get shared more too, because it's like
yeah. oh, the media is definitely you know? Having fun with
like,
us.
Like, think about it, man. Like, everything right now is that we see on TV or that we hear about, it's conflict driven, and it's, you know, obviously it is coming from the media because they are result driven. They are a private entity, and they are an entertainment. You know, a yeah. filing. Their business is entertainment and getting viewers for advertising. And how do they do that? By bringing drama. Like, usually we have written drama that we used to watch over the years. Then there's reality TV. And I mean, now that's all of our shit. That's all it is reality TV. I mean, our president
yeah.
is a fucking reality TV star.
He's a Twitter star.
And a real estate agent. You know what I mean? Like,
it's crazy, man.
Now in Twitter, that's what everybody's talking about right now. What did Twitter just do? They said, let's go in at this time and let's start fucking with the president. Because it's going to get our name out yeah. there, and people are going to fucking, it's a marketing. This is all marketing, bro.
And they just and divide people.
Yeah.
They, I mean, they make people pick sides.
If you saw the media actually posting every day, like more positive things and doing more of that, it would get more contagious, I feel, you know, and be better, you know, overall. But they can do what the fuck they want to do. They're a private entity. But what do? We all follow everything they fucking say on the news. You know what I mean? Or whatever directive that they do. If people stop watching all the bullshit, then they would change their content. You yeah. know, it's a supply and demand you know, world.
People love to be divided, and man.
There's a high demand for drama. You know, on every social media platform, everything. It's all highly driven. And the good part about it does is it does polarize these types of hardcore negative things that happen. Like with Rodney King, we didn't have the internet back then. This is already bigger than that, and it should be. This is bigger than the Trayvon Martin and all that bullshit. This is a lot bigger.
Because people are tired of it.
And people are fucking at their wits' end. And like, and black people are at their wits' end. Like, they're seeing all these white people do the butt. Like, oh, he did this, but
we have but we don't have that right. We don't have that right.
He could choose not to be a criminal. It's like, you don't understand what that man's been through. You don't know his history, his path. You don't know what brought him to any stage of his life, good or bad. So stop fucking judging people that you don't fucking know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Have some empathy towards people. And if more people had empathy or even understood what that was, then we'd be better off as a society. It's not democratic or socialist. It's a fucking just a common courtesy to the person that lives next door to you.
Listen,
the person that's different than you.
I genuinely worry about African-American men that are in my life or in my family. I have family members that are half black, you know, mixed. Mm-hmm. I worry about them. Like, I worry about them going out into the world. It's fucking crazy. And you shouldn't. And this is the United States of America. You shouldn't have to worry about shit like that.
Yeah.
You know? So it's, man, just be good to people. Start at your level. Be good to the people around you and get there.
And if you're in a level to where you can
make a change.
Yeah. If you're in law enforcement and you work with a lot of people and you see a cop or two that you know how they are, you know, like behind the scenes, you don't got to blow out their spot to everybody, but you should probably put that person aside and said, hey, make sure you don't, you know.
This is the question, though. Were they like that before they got that job? Was that in them, or did the job make them that way, man? Because that job,
I think it could be both.
Fucking crazy job, man. It's a hard, you don't know, you're pulling somebody over. You don't know if it's, you don't know.
Like, listen, this isn't law enforcement, man. Yeah, 100%. There's so much,
I feel like
in Titusville, we have a lot of really good friends in this area that are police officers that we went to high school with.
And they put their lives on the line every fucking day, badass, great people.
I would, you know, would do anything with at any time and be there. You know, fuck all that.
But you can't generalize, you know.
Exactly.
There's so many good law enforcement officers out there, man. Shout out to all you guys if you're listening.
But the bad seeds, you know, the fear.
Gotta fucking go, man.
I mean, I get that fear. I mean, every day they go out, they're, you know, putting their lives at risk.
Yeah.
In a various numbers of ways. So the training or whatever that is that makes you a cop who can be an active duty officer, you know, in these situations, you need to have the training to handle these situations.
You need to have the integrity to step up and do what needs to be done.
100%.
You know, integrity is one of those things that what you do when nobody else is watching.
And that's universal, man.
Yeah. You know, well, we kind of got deep on that, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you have to touch on it, man. This country, it's, God, this 2020 has got to go.
It has not been a good year. And I'm sure that everyone being cooped up and with a pandemic on, this just is magnifying. It's, I guess, giving everyone a break from hearing about that to now they're all going to focus on this, which hopefully something good will come out of it.
After this topic, I'm
going
to read an erotic novel or something so I can
Jesus,
calm the fuck down.
Kathy.
Oh, my God.
Kathy,
bring some books next time instead of cupcakes. We'll have a book club.
Oh, my God.
It's so great. An erotic novel book.
Do you read erotic novels?
No.
Ever?
No.
None?
Have you tried? Have you ever?
No.
You've never even tried?
Any audiobooks? Like a Italian?
We'll have Kathy lend you a book.
The closest I ever got was that episode of Friends where Joey found Rachel's book.
Oh,
and was
yeah.
Like, the vicar is whatever.
Yeah. I forgot that episode.
That's it, you know.
Hey, man, to each your own.
Yeah. It's fucking awesome, though.
It's pretty fun. Josh put her on blast hard, man.
That's so messed up. I got to listen to this.
She's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, you can see it. You can see it like, oh, fuck.
And I had so much fun doing that Photoshop.
Yeah. That was probably the best one you've ever done.
I got very inspired when I made Joe the nipple. yeah. of that picture.
That set it off.
I just like, oh my God, this is going to be so good. Yeah, and then I found Charlie's picture. And then I was like, I'd left myself out of it, right? I already knew I was going to be put in the brawl thing, yeah. but I wanted to kind of like fuck with you guys.
Yeah, it's like, come on, man, put yourself in there.
And
be shy.
So I was like, oh, it looks great, but you're not in it, dude. Like, what the fuck? You know, like, yeah, I knew he was going to fucking do that.
You guys.
But we did miss you, Colleen.
Oh, I missed you guys, too.
We did miss you.
Yeah.
So I had to get in there and see you on Thursday.
Kathy got here about 15 minutes before you this morning. I said, you got to go, man. You're going to, Colleen's going to be pissed. It's like, well, just in case she isn't here, I'm in the driveway, just in case.
Yeah. I'll be driving around the block.
Yeah.
In case that bitch don't show up. Yeah. And I was like, Kathy, Colleen's not a bitch. She's like, yes, she is. It was crazy.
I totally believe everything you're telling me right now.
Jason delivered like 8 pounds of brisket. It's in the fridge.
Josh.
Josh, I mean.
I'm like, who's Jesus Jason?
Christ.
Fuck that up. Oh, shit.
Totally believable. Yep.
So what's going on, man? Colleen, you're working today. You got to leave in a little bit and deal with the shit show of all the traffic.
Yep.
Which is a good thing.
Once I get a parking space, everything will be fine.
Okay. I know you got a little anxiety going over that parking space, huh?
Like, only...
It's going to be bad all day over
it's
there,
It's just
huh?
like...
All down US 1.
Oh, my God.
Everywhere.
There's so many people, and everyone goes the wrong way down the one-way streets
because
people not from here don't understand downtown Titusville.
Now that I live on this end of town, like, I used to always go through US 1. I was always on that end of town, down 50. Now that I'm on this end of town, it's like I just go to work, home.
Yeah.
There's grocery store, everything I need on the way here.
Yeah.
And then it's just right there.
Yeah.
And that's all I got. So I don't ever see that in the town anymore.
I am not going home US 1. I'll definitely hit 95. No way.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, on Wednesday, 95 was like crazy busy.
Yeah.
North and south getting on the Garden Street.
Took me 2.5 hours to get home from work.
It was, it was fucking crazy, man.
Yeah, it was madness, man. It was mad. But it's a good thing, man. I guess it's awesome. I just hope it's successful. When it does go, it's successful, man.
Man, it's so cool that we get to be part of this.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Elon Musk, people like see him like around.
He went to Five Guys in Melbourne.
Yeah, he was like, because when they have a charging station down there at the mall or whatever down in West Melbourne.
Yeah, that's pretty
and,
cool.
And so he's like out there taking pictures with people and shit. Like Elon Musk, who's like.
He's a pretty cool dude.
Think about it, man. Like SpaceX, like he developed a rocket that it's like my numbers aren't, I'm not fact checking this fully.
No, please give us numbers.
Like $2 billion to get this to happen. Like the estimated cost of this project. Back when NASA was running it through the government, it was a $26 billion estimate to do this. He was able to cut costs that much to be able to do this
That's kind of scary.
But then on top of that, like... shoots up rockets and then the boosters can self land.
That's incredible.
To reuse them to save money.
It's
like that's what made him. That's what stepped him up from the competitors because Boeing's only a couple years behind with their rocket.
Yeah,
you got Blue Horizon out there, you know, or Blue Origin. Or whatever out there. I'm fucking saying everything
wrong. Keep going with your facts.
Damn it, dude.
You know, it's like
end of the fuck out of this one.
The way I feel about it, like growing up, I think we all kind of took for granted. Like the shuttle program and everything.
Because,
I mean, we were young. I, you know, you saw it all the time. And then it went away. And you, like, as I got older, I was like, man, like, I really wish I would have just taken the time. And, like, you know, then you see some of the rockets going up. But the first time I saw the boosters come back and land, and I was at work and, like, went down to the river to watch it. And it was the first time, like, in a long time, I got chills in that excitement. Like, holy crap, this is sci-fi stuff. And, like, we're doing this. And now we're putting people back into these and going like, I feel I'm so nervous for them.
It's such a thing. Like the Dailyest podcast in the morning where it gives you like 20 or 30 minutes of news and a story. And I like listen to it to catch up in the morning of what's going on.
Just national news.
And they have a guy stand at the Hampton Inn and he's been to every launch or whatever, like 20 or 30 of them. And he's a reporter and he's telling the story about, you know, the space program from then to now. And how this much it gives it a perspective how important and badass it is that we are right here. How many people like cherish Elon Musk and think he's a freaking innovator?
Oh, yeah, man.
We have him in our fucking backyard
doing
shit. And a lot of our friends and people we know work for him.
How crazy is it?
Like he's like a Rockefeller of our ages kind of in a way or like a big figure doing huge things. of that stature, and he's right here in front of us doing it, and it's awesome.
Colleen, you know what I mean? Colleen touched on taking it for granted. How many times when you were younger, like in your 20s, you'd be hungover and the house was shaking, you'd be like, God damn, damn it.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, another shuttle going up. Yeah,
scared
stupid
the shit out of me.
Shit. Yeah, yeah. You get all mad
fucking
and shit.
All your pictures rattling and shit.
And then after 2011, you're like, oh.
Well, right in front of Titusville High School, you guys had that old, that old
big rocket.
Rocket out there.
Yep.
I miss that thing, man.
Yeah, you don't even really, like, it's cool for me because, like, I'm serving these people that are, like, I'm checking people's IDs, and it's, like, West Virginia, Virginia, like, all these people have come down
too.
Here
yeah, that's cool.
to watch this, and it's, like, I'm, like, well, what are you going to do if it doesn't go up? And they're, like, we'll find a way to stay here until it does, and it's, like, we can just go home, you know?
Yeah.
If it gets postponed, we're just, like, hey, whatever, we'll wait.
You're, when you're at the hardware store working or at Brooks Project, they're over there working, like... They have rocket scientists and shit that come in there.
Well, and that's the thing, too.
And order food. They're just like everybody else, but they're fucking, like, doing huge things.
Yeah.
You know? And it's interesting, man, you know?
It's really cool for me now having the job I do where, like, I literally know so many people who have such a big part in this. And it's like, you want to see them do good because, I mean, they're your friends.
Yeah, it's great for the community. It's great for the people we know. I know a lot of people that work out there. And like we said it earlier, man, Chris Chamberlain, he's a big part of that whole thing.
Yep.
He literally set the countdown clock.
That's so awesome. I went to school with Tori McClendon. Mm-hmm. She does a lot of the media relations and does a lot of the TV spots with him. We know so many people out there. Sean Leonard, our buddy Sean, works out there and knows all these people. You know, I think he's in security over there.
Lauren's out there too now, isn't she? Lauren Hicks?
I think so. Yeah. A lot of people are out there.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. Man. It's a good thing. Shout out to David Mahan.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a lot of people I know that work out there. And I hope property values.
Like growing
come
up,
on.
I used to print t-shirts for T-Bone Designs and stuff, and for the John Glenn launch. We had like 6 locations set up. We were selling t-shirts. Mike's wife, she's running down the middle of the street down US-1, and people are just putting money out for shirts. And she's just handing shirts out.
Jesus Christ.
You know, and we sold fucking thousands of dollars each booth. Of a memorabilia that day. I mean, there were so many people in town for that.
We need to do a Justin Mike shirts, man. We need to talk
really
about
do.
It live. And we'll put it out here on the podcast so we'll actually do it.
Yeah. It really needs to happen.
Yeah. We'll talk about that when we're done.
Like, Ian even gave an idea yesterday. He's like, we should come up with, like, funny sayings and then just adjust the mic on there.
Yeah.
Like, have, like, a quote, like a funny quote that we've made.
Yeah.
Or said on the show.
What funny quotes have we made?
Nothing.
I don't know. Probably just lots of stuff.
Nothing because we're so stupid.
Let's take a break.
Like, what's Charlie? He's hilarious and obnoxious.
Obnoxious and
oh
hilarious.
My God.
Thanks, Scott.
That would be yours.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Oh, because of my friend Angie's.
First of all, Angie's my friend.
She was
okay. I think Angie's everyone's friend.
No,
her
she's
family
my friend
here.
First. I rode the bus with her.
All right, you win. I didn't meet her till Jackson.
Shout out to Angie Larson Morrison. Love you,
Morrison.
All right, break.
Yeah.
Okay. Breaky boo.
Hello.
Breaky boo. Here it goes. Let's see what we got.
Hello? Hello? You called me.
Are you still there?
You called me.
All right. Stop stealing my Wi-Fi.
What's that?
You've been using my Wi-Fi. I looked up your IP address and found your phone number.
Really?
And why did your search history appear when I signed in? Explain that.
That's very interesting. I've been using your Wi-Fi. That's pretty comical, actually.
How'd you even get my password? You a hacker?
Well, yeah, because I got on the Google Nets and I found out your password.
Excuses. Just listen up. I'm not arguing with you. Just stop or I'm going to get the police involved.
Okay. You can just send them right to my house. You got my phone number. Send them right over.
Hard-earned money. Get a job.
Get a job? I actually have a job. I own my own company.
You're a bandwidth thief. You're the reason the economy is failing.
Awesome. I'm the reason the economy is failing. You might want to blame your president for the reason the economy is failing.
Yes.
You might want to do that.
Yes, he brought up Trump.
Oh, that was my favorite. I'm so happy.
Did he hang up?
It's done.
Scalzi, I love you.
That was good. That was good.
All right. Give this another shot. First off, we got Stan the Man with his long black hair flowing. He swears that he's Hawaiian, but I'm telling you he's Samoan. I don't care what you say, I don't care what you do, because you look too much like Troy Polamalu. As far as I'm concerned, you'll always be Samoan. Next up, we got Jared, who's kind of a lefty thug. Back in the day, he'd cruise around town riding dirty in his purple bug. I don't care what you say, I don't care what you do, because you're no such color as lapis blue. We all know that VW is purple. Last but not least, we got Scott the Thought, also known as the Geezer Pleaser. When he sees an old lady out on the town, he just can't wait to meet her. I don't care what you say, I don't care what you do, there's no such goddamn, he'll go down on you for $10 million, this motherfucking song. And he also likes to meet strange Mexicans in the sauna. When Jared comes marching home, hoorah, hoorah.
We're back from break, though.
Well, hidey-ho, everybody.
Oh, God. That wasn't good.
I'll work on that.
Yeah, work on that.
This will be a working
play with your sound effects over there, your little sound effects that you play with.
What sound effects are you talking about?
All right, I'm being forced to watch a cat video by Colleen.
It's really good.
What the fuck? Is that a fucking cat?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Don't fucking look at me like that. That's a weird-looking fucking cat.
Yeah.
Mom! Yeah. Yo, there's a stray cat outside. I don't want it starting a fight with Lucy. Lucy, it's okay. It's okay, Lucy. Don't worry about it. Ma!
Ma!
Ma, there's a weird fucking stray cat outside. It looks like Grandma the fucking thing.
Whoa!
Fuck
out of here. That's a scary looking fucking cat.
That is, dude. We've watched that work 100 times laughing.
No, no.
Share that to the page. Damn, the eyes on that thing.
I love that.
That will haunt your dreams.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He does that with animals and shit all the time. He just does voiceover of these little video clips.
Share that to the page right now, please.
Rapport, I love you, man.
Yeah, shout out to Michael Rapport.
He's fucking the best.
It's
I love it when he's on the fighter and the kid.
Oh
too.
My God, him and Schaub, man.
God, dude,
him and Brandon Schaub go hard,
dude,
man.
So good.
When Schaub would just step on him if they actually something. Oh. You know what I'm saying? That's what makes it funny.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, what are you doing, Scott? What do you got going on tonight, man?
I'm not sure yet. We have the fight, right?
Oh, I can't wait. Such good fights on the night. I haven't decided if I'm going to go watch it with friends.
Is it pay per view?
No, ESPN Plus.
Okay.
Or just sit at home and relax, man.
I might hit you up later and come by.
Yeah, let me know. I don't know about leaving my house.
I'm kid free tomorrow night, so.
Okay.
We'll see how I'm feeling later.
Yeah, you get stuck in like a tick, you ain't going nowhere, dude.
I
don't blame
I do.
You. I'm the same way.
I do, man.
I'm the same way, man.
I used to be the total opposite. I used to always be out all the time, and I think I just hit an age.
Well,
to when I'm just like.
For me, it's everything going through everything when the kids aren't there.
Yeah.
So I have to learn to figure that out. You know what I'm saying?
To be at home by yourself and be chilling at home. I get it.
Yeah. So I'm still figuring
that
out.
It's a lot easier to masturbate and stuff.
I haven't figured that part out yet.
You don't have a system
down yet? I just leave. No, I just leave.
You can be in different rooms now and just do it.
Are we getting back to the dark forest green sheets thing again?
Okay, listen.
No, I'm just kind of giving you some advice. This is some man-to-man.
Are
you, I'm single. I've been here by myself.
Are you rub-and-tugging in the podcast room?
I can find other areas
Like,
now.
Have you rub-and-tugged around here?
In here? Like, if I sit anywhere, it's probably where you're at.
All yeah. Right, I'm gone.
Charlie. Sorry.
No, I don't. That doesn't bother me.
Either. I mean, just because it's a better view of the TV.
It's your, as long as you...
And if I'm trying to, you know...
Do you spray it down?
I ran out a long time ago.
Yeah.
That's why I don't have black lights in here.
Okay. Well, you do you, buddy.
But no, not in here, dude.
Yeah.
I don't need to do it in here. It's weird.
What's weird is you talking about it right now on a podcast.
Why is it weird?
I don't know, man.
Every podcast we listen to, Fighter and the Kid, they talk about shit like that.
This isn't the first time you guys have talked about this kind of stuff.
Is it weird because it's in the morning and we just had a serious conversation?
I think that's it.
I don't know. I think there's different thoughts
on it.
Are you just not comfortable talking about your No, some people are more ritualistic. Like some people light candles. I don't know if you're that type of person.
Are you a candle lighter?
Well, I love candles, but not when I do that.
I can add you to the candle lighting group.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't want to be a part of that.
I don't either.
Okay.
All right.
Shout out to Eucalyptus Mint. What?
Is that your best porn star or something?
No. That, it's a Bath and Body Works candle, man. And it's a low. It's a, okay. Yeah. I don't.
Is that your favorite kind of candle? Is it your favorite scent?
Stress relief.
Eucalyptus Mint.
It's a stress relief.
Ooh, I kind of like. You can bring your own candle to the show.
Yeah.
And just light it.
I have two.
Close to you.
Yeah, Colleen, have you ever had eucalyptus mint?
I'll put candle holders, holders on every.
I'm gonna bring one in.
You can.
I love candles and hand soaps. Bath and Body Works.
Remember
hand soaps.
Episode number I talked one about of this show? Night. How I had a lit candle and I was a creeper rapist because of my candle.
Well, listen, if you come over and later, I'm not gonna have any candles lit.
I'll light them all the time.
Okay.
What's your favorite?
I haven't had candles lit in my house since I had kids.
Yeah, that's true.
So now it's a Glade plugins.
What's your favorite Glade plug-in scent?
Well, Christmas time, it's always the apple cinnamon or any of those ones.
Macintosh apple.
But then otherwise, I just go with the clean linen because it's like it's got to cover up the smell of my kids' shit all over the house.
That's called basic white girl shit.
Hey.
That's what that is.
It's a scent that covers up these farts of these kids I have, man.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
I'm addicted to gardenia. And jasmine smelling candles.
Yeah. I have a jasmine bush right outside my front door.
I got two gardenias and a jasmine on the side. They
smell so good.
Can't wait for them to start.
The candles don't really smell like them that much, though.
Some of them do.
Yeah.
Bath and Body Works sometimes when they got that 3-for-1.
Oh, dude. I got a shipment coming today. Here, I'll show you. I'm serious. I'm not lying.
Awesome.
Whatever. I'll show Colleen.
All right. I mean, I used to...
I wonder what Kathy, what kind of candle she has when she's reading her erotic stories.
Oh, her erotica?
Yeah.
Kathy, do you light candles when you...
What do you think it's... Is it a red candle?
Is that like a thing? Like to like a, literally like...
Have a candle to
light
like,
candles? I guess...
Okay, candles.
Look at my emails.
Sell a lot of candles.
Look at my emails.
Well, that's a lot of Bath and
you
Body Works.
You can go pretty
emails.
Much. You can go to probably almost any store.
It's all
and
chicken.
You could probably buy a candle in that store.
It's all chicken wing places and Bath and Body Works in my emails. Oh, and Death Wish Coffee. Shout out to Death Wish Coffee. What?
Then there's the essential oils. I mean, that's an important one too, and that's the new thing. Like some people are going, "Hey, candles are for like ancient fucking people." Yeah, because candles are old as fuck.
Yeah.
The new thing is essential oils.
Really?
They're better for you.
I don't know, man. Some of those essential oils smell so strong,
candles,
I can't even take it. They give me a migraine.
Oh, they're so good.
Like, some people wear them. Like, I can smell
you
it on their...
wear essential oil?
Like, there's people that put it on their wrists
like
and stuff to, like...
cologne.
Yeah, but it's like, I get migraines easy, and it's like...
They wear it?
Nothing to trigger one. Like, some of those smells, it's like, oh.
Are you sure it's not like Stedman or... Brute by Fabergé.
I hope not, but
ew.
It's always the people that talk about the essential oils.
How do people put the oils on them?
Why are you messing with the essential oil people? We don't want to piss them off.
No, fuck you, essential oil people.
I love them.
Bring it.
Oh my God.
Candles for life.
We're supposed to love everybody, Colleen. You're in the essential oil people.
I never said I didn't like the essential oils people. Like,
I'm on your side.
I tried to look into it. It's just some of the smells are very strong. My brain can't handle that.
God, I hope my Bath and Body Works comes in today. It's supposed to be delivered.
Oh my God.
We've totally changed.
Right here. See? Your items have shipped.
Hi, Charles.
Only my mom calls it. Look at, I got pineapple culotta.
Only your mom and Bath and Body Works call you Charles.
Pineapple culotta. I can't wait.
I think I used to like cucumber melon from Bath and Body Works when I was in high school.
Cucumber melon.
Sweet pea is good.
I love sweet pea and the Macintosh apple.
I would totally
guess
try
who's getting a Bath and Body Works delivery today. Woo! Yeah!
Awesome.
Hand sanitizer too.
I'm definitely coming over tonight.
Come on.
Oh my God. Set in the mood.
I'm so excited. Whatever, man. They're closing a bunch of stores and I bet you they're going to close the Merritt Island store. It's going to make me sad.
Yeah.
And at least you can get all that stuff online now, though. I mean.
Yeah, that's the way. It just took forever. I put the order in like a month ago. I think it was because it was hand sanitizer, though.
Yeah, on Amazon, you have to watch because there could be like five of the same item. One will take a month to get there, mm-hmm. and one you can get the next day.
Yeah.
So you just got to be careful which one you purchase.
True, boo. True, boo.
I found that out with some railroad tracks I was ordering for Declan.
Yeah.
It was weird. One was like, it was out for delivery, and it was supposed to be delivered, and then all of a sudden it said something must have happened mid-shipment. It's like, we have to refund your order. Something has happened in the delivery process and yeah. resend it. And I was like, damn it.
It's gotten so bad that I lose track of what I've ordered. Like, I'll just get a package at the house and be like, oh, yeah.
I get so
I
much,
remember ordering
I,
that.
I get so much shit in that on my lunch break, the post office lady knocked on the door earlier.
Yep.
And she goes, hey, Amazon needs $10 for this package.
What?
Because they tried to deliver it to your old address. And I guess it's been in limbo for a while. And they go, I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck it is. I looked through my order list of like the last like 50 things and it wasn't any of them. I'm like, I'm not paying attention because I wouldn't pay $10. Just send it back. And if you need it again, I'll send it to you for free.
And you didn't know what it was?
I didn't know. Like, I shook the box. I'm like, maybe it's something I've worth. Like, maybe I want to spend $10 on this.
Yeah. How'd you shake it?
I think it was just cable.
Show me again how you shook it.
A little side shake.
I like that.
Like some, like.
Joe, we miss you, man.
I forgot he was a part of the show.
Yeah, I know. He's hustling, though, man. He's getting
did he
done.
Text you and say, please mention me?
No, I ain't talked to him today. I talked to him last night for a little bit. He wants to hang out tonight, but I don't know, man.
He's going to get you going like that other Saturday night.
No, that's definitely not going to happen, man. That's definitely 100% not going to happen.
No?
Nope.
Ever again?
No, I'm not going to.
Is that the last time you're ever going to get crazy like that?
It's gonna be a long time.
I feel like that might have been one of our funnier shows we've ever done, and I think we might have to do it for science every once in a while.
For science, huh?
For episode science.
Okay.
To compare and see if it's actually funny again.
Well, we should put a poll on the page. Should Colleen, me, you, and Joe drink for an episode?
Again, like
just... No, it's going to be all yeses, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah. It's gotta be.
I can't do it unless Colleen does it because I love seeing a lit Colleen. I haven't seen her like that since like
you were
2002.
Fucking mad at all of us in certain
like
ways.
Like 2002,
and we were ignoring your anger. And then when people were talking about like Colleen, it's all right. Don't worry about them. We know you're trying to control them motherfuckers. You were trying to shut us up on everything. We were just like charging our conversation.
It was crazy. It was so all over the place. And like I finally just was like.
We were talking to Chad, and you're like, Chad, we're going to call you on the show. And I want you to fucking say that shit again that you're talking about Brent's fucking good ass meat. Yeah, he's got good meat. And so we get on the show, and we all are off topic, and you kept going, Chad, what about that meat? And you're trying to get us to shut the fuck up.
I'm really bad about like listening to like what we record afterwards. Like, I just.
So
I'm so behind on our shows.
You're so mad that Kathy has been on this show that you haven't listened to the last two episodes.
It's real pissy. Really pissy attitude.
That's why. That's exactly why.
Are you going to get an adjust the mic tattoo with me, Colleen?
Ooh, no.
Yeah, you were talking about that.
I don't even have one tattoo. I'm definitely not going to start with that. No.
Wait, are you for real?
100%.
I don't think that you're
this
for
is
real,
our podcast.
Charlie.
This is a lifelong thing.
What?
When I'm 80... Like, my kids talk about adjust the mic. Like, they love it. They love that Silas and
they want us to get a YouTube channel.
Do they?
Bad.
Yeah.
Bad.
I need... Okay, on Monday, that last piece comes in.
No,
and then where
down.
I get rid of the mixer, and then I'm going to get the camera set
up. Stick with the funny voice thing.
Oh, that's pretty good, isn't it?
It's more like creepy voice thing.
Yeah,
it's like,
pretty bad.
Which one's better?
Oh, God. Is it this one? Yeah. I like this one a whole lot.
It suits you.
Jesus.
It's so bad. I don't even know what you're saying.
You can't even understand anything.
Colleen, do you know what he's saying? I don't know what he's saying.
Maybe I should be the coronavirus.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. That suits you.
So this one suits me.
That reminds me of a Bloodhound Gang song.
That's reminds me. Oh, yeah, the Bloodhound Gang.
Bloodhound Gang.
I'm high on crack.
I'm not going to say that.
Oh, man, I miss them. They had that one song, but that song, Mope, that they had was so good.
Oh, yeah. That whole, listen, they got some good albums.
Yeah.
I think this will work. Like, when I say something funny, I got to clap, and then I got a train wreck.
Yeah, that's a lot. You have to keep that one on speed dial.
Laugh. No? No?
Colleen.
That was really creepy.
I got all kinds of shit. Yeah, that one is creepy.
He's loving this. He gets to break out his toys.
Yep. And then you guys are going to have this eventually. I got this instant button machine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are you serious? You want to give like Joe and Charlie like, access to buttons?
Like, listen, let's see if this works. Hold on.
Oh my
like,
God.
I'm going to get your son.
Riley. Saying, yeah, get Riley.
Get Riley
say
saying that. And you could hear that, but it was kind of like low, right?
Yeah. Hold on. I don't know if that's a good idea, Scott. Adjust the mic,
sucker. So I'm going to have that where it's louder, obviously. And then, like, we have all kinds of, like, hold on.
Colleen, that Michael Rappaport video is fucking hilarious.
I'm pretty sure that there's another one with some moose fighting in the front yard that he did because it sounds just like him. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's so good.
So we're going to put all of our sound effects on this. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
I don't want this cat to get Lucy.
So are we done for the day? You got to get going there, Colleen. You got to get a part.
Do you
want to
call Kathy real quick?
I don't know. Will she answer?
I don't know. You think she will?
It's almost 10.
Yeah, I think we should be done.
Oh, yeah, she's definitely up. She gets up early, so.
Text her real quick.
All right. Shout out to Kathy. I hope we're not interrupting her exotic novel time.
Oh, my God. You guys, leave her alone.
It might be at the store buying another bottle of Crown.
Leave Kathy alone.
Whatever. We love Kathy and Josh. She's not answering.
Oh, I don't know how I'm going to make it through today being this tired, y'all.
How late do you have to work?
We're scheduled to be open till 7, but if it's slow, like, I guess it just depends on if the launch gets scrubbed or what. I don't know, but I'll probably get home at like 8 again, like last week or like on Wednesday, and then I'll have to do it again tomorrow if it gets scrubbed. And then apparently on the 2nd and the 3rd are the other opening window dates. So like it could be a long week.
Oh, really?
I'm not complaining because it's awesome to be back at work and doing this, but it just makes for a long week. The boys go back to, quote, summer camp / school on Monday. So that is very exciting.
Nice.
So they'll at least get back into the routine and see some of their friends.
On the weekends, too, Charlie.
Yeah.
And guys, when I have the kids on the weekends, because we don't have the Disney passes anymore.
Kathy's going to call.
Okay. She's going to call?
Okay. What are we doing on the weekends?
We're going to start...
We're going to go beach cleanup.
Going
again.
To the beach.
We're going to start doing that cleanup, that haul over cleanup.
Okay.
The kids want to do that
next
again.
Next time it is, let us know. We'll go.
Okay.
Probably
after this rocket launch. We'll go pick up trash.
Cool. But I want to start taking the kids to the beach on the weekends.
Yeah.
You know?
Play Alinda.
And so let's get the crew out there. I'll have some fishing rods out there probably too.
Surf fishing.
We'll do Cocoa Beach some. We'll do Play Alinda some.
I'm down.
And we have a good time with it. Because the kids, like, whenever you're surf fishing, if it's slow, you just have one line way out there. And then if we catch something, let the kids reel it in.
Where do you go surf fishing in Cocoa Beach?
Just at the brewery. Or just at the, you know, somewhere on Cocoa Beach here.
I think new Colleen's calling. See if this works.
Hello?
Hi, Charlie.
Did we interrupt your exotic novel time?
Nope.
Yeah, what are you reading right now?
Nothing. I was mowing the yard and working out.
Ooh.
Dang, girl, get it.
Are you doing both at the same time? Like, were you, like, skipping while you're pushing the mower?
No.
What?
I'm in the yard and then I worked out.
Do you have a self-propelled or do you push that thing or a rider?
I typically don't mow the yard. I was trying to be nice, so it'll be the last time I do it.
Okay. So what you're saying is you're not making donuts.
No, but I am going to be making a cake here in about 10 minutes.
You're making a cake?
What kind?
We don't
sleep in at this house. 6:30 is sleeping in here.
Yeah, I know. What kind of cake are you doing?
I am making a orange creamsicle cake.
Oh my God.
Colleen was really happy that you weren't here today.
Oh my God, shut up.
I told her that you were outside waiting to see if she wasn't gonna show up before she got here. Just in case.
Oh my God, Kathy, they're so mean. They're like, they are really, really trying to put us against each other, and I'm not okay with that.
I'm not either.
No, I'll stay here.
Charlie told me to say all this.
Don't let Scott do that to you guys. Women need to stick together.
They've been talking crap about you with the apparently erotic novels, because I feel bad. I have not listened to like the past four episodes we've recorded. But the one you were on, they were just going on about erotic novels and giving you a hard time. They want to know if you like candles, if you have a certain scent that you smell while you're reading.
Thank
you.
Kathy,
thank you.
Do you like, or like,
look how excited we just got.
Do you set a mood? Do you set a mood? Like, do you have bath salts, candles? Like,
see, I knew I could answer the phone.
Well, you can thank Josh for all this.
Yeah.
So what's going on? What are you guys doing tonight?
We're gonna watch the launch.
Yeah, I don't think.
I know we want to watch the fight.
Yeah, I don't know if that launch is gonna happen. We'll see. I hope it does.
Probably not.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Our chores done first.
Yeah, I did not do that this morning.
I haven't mowed the lawn in so long. I cannot even imagine. Like, that would just sound
horrible
right now.
I did it on my lunch break,
right,
so I didn't have to do it this weekend. Yeah. I like mowing the grass.
Do you have a riding lawnmower, though, or
no,
a push one?
No, I push
one?
It. That's part of my exercise.
Kathy, you have a riding one, or did you push that lawnmower?
I pushed it.
Oh, my God.
Gangster.
Gangster.
That's hardcore.
Like, what do you listen to when you're mowing? Do you listen to the sound of the mower, or like some gangster hip-hop, or maybe... Huh?
I have a Spotify. It's like the Doing Chores playlist.
Doing Chores playlist.
Nice.
Nice.
Whatever comes on. I don't know.
She's like, don't talk about my music. Leave me and my music alone. And my fucking books.
It was like a combination. Like, there was some Salt and Pepper.
Ooh.
And then there was some... NSYNC, and then there was Van Halen. It was like a random mix.
Nice. NSYNC, huh?
Yeah.
Is that the one Timberlake was in?
Yes.
That's sure. Rare for Mozart, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know. All right, sweetie.
That wasn't my group. You know that.
Mm-hmm. What? I thought he was in Backstreet Boys. Timberlake was
in. No.
Who was in Backstreet Boys? The Rock?
Oh, I don't know. I'm the original boy band.
NKOTB?
There you go.
Donnie, Danny, Joe, John, and Jordan.
There you go.
You got the right. You got the right stuff, Kathy.
I'm going to cut that out, Kathy. I'm sorry.
Hell no, that better be in there.
It's so good to hear you hanging
that's
tough.
That's not going to be there anymore.
Oh, man.
Like, I'm going to go back to Colleen's intro, and yeah, I'm going to, that made me sound stupid, so let's go.
To the
what?
To a Saturday night show. I don't think we've ever listened to a morning show.
No, we don't need a Saturday night show.
A Saturday night? Like, I agree. We were just talking about that before we called you about, you know, like, Charlie's talking about not drinking, right, anymore? Or getting like
just
that anymore?
Just,
like,
I can't do that.
That was his last time ever doing that.
I can't. It's too much.
And Joe wants to hang out tonight and party, but Charlie doesn't want to. And I'm like, guys, let's do another show tonight.
Do it.
Let's, like, get hammered tonight
and
do another show.
No way, man.
You guys are crazy. I'll be at work.
See what I'm up against, Kathy?
I'm telling you.
Yep.
Sorry.
So if you and Josh want to get hammered, bring a couple bottles of Crown over later, we can do a fucking show tonight and show these guys what's up. Maybe, yeah, we could read some novels or something on air.
Listen,
you're
dealing with a bunch of people that live within a mile of each other. So you would have to bring the equipment over our way.
Damn it.
I was about to say, we're within walking distance.
Yeah.
Well, I have a portable podcast set up.
Oh, my God.
Scott has his erotic novel, the Mr. Rogers book.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Colleen, why did you bring that shit up?
I'm just saying, I think that Scott gets a little glimmer in his eye every time he's reading it, and he wants to give Kathy shit. Somebody needs to give him some shit.
Kathy, we'll talk later. We'll talk later, and we'll work out some plans to get Charlie out drinking again.
There you go.
ASAP. And we'll record a show for it.
No.
As long as he's screaming Harper the whole time.
Harper, my BFF. She's going to see the rocket launch today. Hope it goes up for her. Whatever. All right, Kathy. All right, we'll get a hold of you later, okay?
All right. Talk to y'all later.
Bye.
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 Sound quality on that was kind of a problem.
No, like I told you guys.
I'll blame Joe.
There's okay.
Thanks,
the
Joe.
The sound will be fine. When we hear this show, It won't sound like that. It's just the way that this works with this right now.
Yeah.
It's background sound in our headphones, not the sound quality. So what you guys are what you guys are going with your headphones, it's that's why I'm getting new shit. That's why
I'm jarring upgrading. Sounds coming into our ears.
And that now all that is I have to have that level so we can hear what she's saying, and so it matches the volume of the editing. So it's fine.
Yeah.
That's why when I first got the stuff, I told y'all it would do that. So y'all wouldn't give me that fucking look that
Colleen,
made me,
what
like,
time
self-conscious through the
Colleen,
whole
what time you
call.
Gotta leave? We gotta wrap this shit up.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
I gotta find a parking space.
All right, guys.
And make menus.
All right.
Episode 46, man. Shout out. I hope the rocket goes up, everybody that watches
the show.
Duke of Samalehi.
No, we've already done that.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's keep recording.
It's such a good feeling to know that people can love us even when we're not perfect.
You've read this one before.
Even when we're not
I know.
Perfect. Because it's a really good one.
Pick a new one.
Well, at least it lets
get the net.
You know what it tells me? That you're listening. Thank you for that. People's tears are like stars because they're always there. But they just come out when people get sad or angry.
You got me a gun rack? I don't even own a
sometimes
gun,
people
let
are
alone
happy.
Many guns that
sometimes
would necessitate an
sad.
Entire rack.
Sometimes people are angry.
What's that from?
And sometimes people are glad.
I can't hear you because he's talking stupid
what are you
shit
gonna
with
do?
Mr. Rogers. Shit.
Wayne's
that's
World.
Just the way it is. Lady Elaine.
Man.
Love you, Lady Elaine.
Everybody turn this podcast off and start that.
Including
me.
Bah.
Daisy's in a tube top, screaming from the top of her lungs. This all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor, he's screaming for more. I see you're gonna be alright. Daisy's in a tube top, screaming from the top of her lungs. This all ends tonight.
Dude, that shit's killer! Oh, dude, that was awesome!